Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, the Democratic Member-Driven Union of Flight Attendants for Flight Attendants. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2013, and this is Council 21 Membership Engagement Chairperson Robbie Dwyer reporting. As we've previously reported to you, the company began testing our new reserve preferencing system this month. The ability for reserves to preference criteria was a part of our 2012 through 2016 contract ratified last year. During the testing this month, two issues were identified in the software developed for this system. The first issue is a problem lining up reserves and time accrued TMAC order. While researching a resolution to this problem, the second issue was discovered. This involves how trips with the same attributes like check-in time, credit of the trip, number of days, but with a different ID number are organized in the open trip file. There were inconsistencies in the ordering of the assignments in the trip file, which needs to be resolved before testing can continue. The exact source of both of these problems are still being researched. The company continues to work with their IT department in collaboration with the software vendor to determine an estimate of the time necessary to isolate and address these discrepancies. The company representatives have told us that the new rules for the software will need to be written before testing and training can move forward. Therefore, testing has been delayed, which will impact the implementation and training for reserve preference. We will get more definitive dates and a revised timeline. We will keep you updated. We remain fully engaged with the company to ensure that the terms of the letter of agreement on reserve preferencing are implemented and negotiated. Following the ratification of our 2012 through 2016 contract and implementation of the new drafting pay provisions, we've received a number of questions which have indicated there is some confusion between drafting and reassignment, as well as when these provisions are to be utilized. Use of these contract provisions is tied to the specific set of circumstances in which you find yourself, as well as where the events are occurring. In an effort to help educate on the differences between drafting and reassignment, we must first understand the order of assignment. And we've published our latest contract education piece on this issue. Drafting is provided for under our contract after following the order of assignment, Section 9.I and 12.Q of our contract. Understanding the process is essential in setting a solid foundation for understanding how open flights are covered. In the next few weeks, we will cover reassignment 101 and irregular operations. Using these contract education articles together will provide the framework for a better understanding of these various procedures. The media reported today that FedEx is purchasing 14 United 757 aircraft to be delivered through 2015, with an option for an additional 16. The outgoing 757 aircraft will be replaced by the 737s United has purchased, and delivery of which is scheduled to begin later this year. On March 22nd, U.S. Senators Charles E. Schumer, a Democrat from New York, and Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Arkansas, submitted a budget resolution that would prohibit the TSA from allowing airline passengers to carry small knives onto airplanes. That amendment has not yet been voted on. However, our efforts have had an impact. On Friday, a bipartisan letter with 133 signatures from members of the House of Representatives was sent to the TSA in support of our efforts to reverse the policy to allow knives in the cabin. We've made progress, but we still need to do more. So please dial area code 202-224-3121 to be connected to the Capitol switchboard operator. When you call, ask to speak to your senator or representative. And once you're connected, simply say, "My name is Robbie Dwyer, and I am a constituent. I oppose the TSA plan to allow knives in the aircraft cabin. I would like my representative to co-sponsor the No Knives Act of 2013, bipartisan legislation introduced by Congressman Ed Markey and Michael Grimm. Thank you. We need 100,000 signatures by April 4th. This is an issue we all hold in common, and we need to be united in action now. If every flight attendant signed a petition, we'd reach the minimum immediately. But if every flight attendant also got 10 additional signatures from family and friends, we'd have over 1 million signatures. The math is easy. Signing the petition is easy. This is important, so let's get it done. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.